Hello and welcome to the Kaspersky Daily Podcast. Our guest today is Denis Maslenikov, Senior Malware Analyst and Mobile Security Specialist at Kaspersky Lab. Denis was kind enough to join us today and answer some questions about mobile banking and the threats it poses.
Hi, everybody.
Most big banks, and even a lot of the smaller banks and credit unions, are developing mobile banking applications for their customers. The apps offer a range of services, like ATM location finders, remote account access, and even mobile payments and money transfers in some cases. This certainly seems to fit this new paradigm where we're increasingly trading security for convenience, especially considering the information these applications have access to and the threats posed by potentially exposing such sensitive financial information in an application that we download on our phone. Are you aware of any attacks or other security issues that are targeting mobile banking applications?
Well, first of all, at the moment, we haven't seen any malicious any attacks on applications which were developed by bank or on behalf of a bank. But it doesn't mean that these applications are absolutely secure, they contain no vulnerabilities, etc., etc. No. Of course, such applications can contain vulnerabilities, and they for sure can be exploited by cyber criminals. So that is why it is, you know, it's highly important for banks to pay a lot of attention to the development process of such applications, just because they provide these apps to customers. And well, if we talk about an app which only, for example, gives you the location of all ATMs of this bank, this application won't access any kind of user data. But if we talk about applications where a user can check their balance, can check their mobile account, can try to transfer money via this mobile app, in this case, all banks must, they must put all their efforts in order to develop the most, let's say, secure, the most invulnerable applications.
If I were to download one of these mobile banking applications from my bank, are there any telltale signs that I should be looking for that would indicate whether or not the app is secure?
Well, I'm almost sure that it's not that possible to understand for a normal, regular customer or user whether the application is secure or not. In this case, you download the app, you trust the bank, so it's, again, it's the question of trust. And of course, I'm pretty sure that all banks, they don't want to ruin this trust of their users and their customers, so must be the interest of the bank to develop secure and safe applications.
For a long time, not just with banking apps and online banking, but just on the internet in general, if an attacker could get his hands on your login credentials, you know, your username or your bank number and your password, then he would have access to your online banking account, or your Gmail account, or your Facebook, or whatever it is. Two-factor authentication, where you enter a password and then receive a text message or an email from whatever service you're trying to log into with a good-for-one-use code that you can then enter into that account, has sort of become the de facto solution for credential theft. Frankly, a lot of very smart people scoff at two-factor authentication, claiming that it's not the security cure-all that a lot of people have made it out to be. Are you seeing any threats out there going after two-factor security itself?
Of course, and such threats have already appeared in the end of 2010. They are the younger brothers or sisters, I don't know, of regular or Windows banking trojans like Zeus, like SpyEye, like Carburb. And all of them are created in one general purpose, is to steal mobile transaction authentication numbers which are sent by the bank in the SMS messages on your mobile phone in order to confirm online banking transaction. So Well, the general scheme looks pretty sophisticated, and all these Trojans, they must work together with the Windows Trojans in order to cooperate, in order to get this, to steal this, let's say, I don't know, these SMS messages with MTEMS as fast as possible, and in the way that user does notice that the SMS actually came to his phone. And well, of course, in that case, if user hasn't logged in into online banking page, he will have some questions. Why the hell do I get these messages if I haven't done anything? So in this case, these messages must be hidden. They must be resent silently to cyber criminal cell phone number or web server for confirming, for example, transaction from the hacked online banking account.
Let's get right down to it here, Dennis. In terms of security, are all smartphones created equal?
Well, we see mostly attacks on nowadays on Android, but and BlackBerry. Previously, there were also like Symbian and Windows Mobile were also targeted. The only platform which was not targeted by such malware is iOS. But iOS, let's say you all know that it's really special, let's say, platform.
That's probably good news for Apple users, because who really wants to replace their beloved smartphone with a $30 Nokia phone you can buy at the gas station?
Well, yeah, but it does mean that, let's say, iOS and iPhones and iPads, they are 100% safe, they're protected, they're not going to be attacked ever. I mean, like, it does mean that. Of course, it's possible that cyber criminals will somehow find a way to attack.
The majority of non-iOS smartphone users are Android users. What would you recommend as an Android-specific protection software?
We do recommend also to install, let's say, complex security solution, just because we aren't talking only about malware, about, let's say, software threats. We're also talking about physical threats like device theft, device loss, I don't know. Smartphone is mobile device. You usually wear it in your pocket or somewhere else, and it can be lost or it can be stolen. So it's really necessary to have some kind of a backup and an ability to block or delete all the data from the smartphone.
All right, Dennis. Well, thanks a lot for coming on the Kaspersky Daily Podcast, and I hope we can do this again sometime.
Thank you, and bye.